No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to The Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, check out all things Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, your daily friendly reminder. All right, if you haven't done so yet, you have a K through 8th grader boy or girl, the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp is this summer, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right, you can go to CarrickerChronicles.com to learn more. It will be here in Lincoln. T-shirts included, autographs included. All right, the camp, it will feature Eric Crouch, Jamon Green, yours truly, Zach Wiegert. Oh, I about said the name of the guy I haven't announced. I'm going to hold on to that. But Eric Crouch, Jamon Green, yours truly, Zach Wiegert. So we got quarterbacks, running back, guys for the trenches, and maybe another guy in another position that we may need help with because we haven't covered it yet. There's a hint. And we've interviewed him on the ticket. Jake, you still don't know who it is?
I still don't know who it is.
We've only interviewed like four guys in person. One of them's Tina's Tacos. Okay. One of them, stop Googling stuff. One of them is the Nebraska men's tennis coach. Okay. He's not going to help at the youth football camp. Just saying. He's welcome. You know, but this is a former football player at Nebraska. Are you Googling stuff? No, stop Googling. No. That laugh doesn't tell me you're not Googling.
Yeah, go look at our other guests we've had here.
How dare you? All right. Anyways, I lost my train of thought, but the point is the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. I'm excited for the kids. Want to learn basics, want to learn fundamentals. This is where you can do it. You want to take your game to the next level. This is where you can do it. Hopefully the kids have a blast, an opportunity of a lifetime. As I mentioned, T-shirts, autographs included. All right, you can go register at CarrickerChronicles.com. All right. Oh, by the way, Carriker's Trivia Challenge. What's my record now?
They should be 10-5-1.
Whoa, 5? I thought I had 4. You keep adding L's.
I think you've been sticking on those L's. I think 10-5-1 is where it is.
No. Because remember, I said it's the most Pelini record ever.
I'm pretty sure we stuck on 9-4.
No. He did not lose 5 games at Nebraska. I would not have said that after. You don't remember that the last time? Because I lost.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago or whatever it was. I said it's the most Pelini record ever. And then you kind of frowned. I don't know why, but you frowned when I said it. I think because you had said it before. You thought I was stealing your line, I guess. So it's 10-4-1. It's 10. You just keep adding L's.
Well, 10-4-1. It's still on the Pelini line.
It is. But there's not. That's how I know there's not a 5 in there. Or at least not in the loss column. Hopefully not in the win column either. All right. Let's chat Coach Dvorak here. Then we'll get to Heinrich Harburg. All right, Coach Rob Dvorak, having Marcus Watson Trent in the room, and I quote, huge addition to the room. High football IQ, tackling machine, he's a leader, tons of experience, end quote. He says their pass defense is still a work in progress, shares every day as the new element. I appreciate the honesty. That doesn't excite me at all because our pass defense is what struggled last year. Now that guy's in charge of the defense. Does this give you cause to pause, Jake?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's early. It's a veteran group, too. So I kind of would have figured they would have been a step ahead at this point.
So cause to pause.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. Not a lot, just not a little. A lot, no. I'm with Jake, just a little. All right. I appreciate the honesty, though. Pasty, all right, already covered that. All right, shares, and I quote, "It's been great," end quote, having Phil Snow on staff and how he helps with a little bit of everything on defense. Says there is always room for improvement. Really proud of Javon Wright. All right, again, Javon will be playing his seventh year of football, well, injuries included, here at the University of Nebraska, which is the most amount of years any football player has ever spent at the University of Nebraska. All right, playing football. All right, but he's battled through those injuries, showed a lot of toughness, says he's very proud of him. Always trying to put in different things every day in order to help the linebackers get better, making an effort to play as many guys as possible to see them all compete and learn different spots. Dawson McCullough is working on perfecting how to learn different spots. Dawson McCullough, all right, has the ability to do a lot of different things. I keep talking about Harburg, Nelson, Carter Nelson being chess pieces on offense. McCullough is that chess piece on defense. This is a guy who can tackle, he can cover in space, he can rush the quarterback. I hope it's something where they utilize his multiple skill sets, but don't take it too far, because if you try to be good at everything, you don't ever actually get good at anything. So I hope it's utilizing his multiple skill sets while still allowing him to refine certain things so he can take his game to the next level. Now, Rule, in a press conference a month or two ago, maybe things have changed, who knows, but he said, all right, Williams and Wari, Dawson McCullough are going to be the two guys mainly coming off the edge. I tell you right now, that's a lot of athleticism coming off both edges. So if that indeed is the case, that's going to be fun to watch for Nebraska fans. But I am curious to see how they use him as an overall whole. All right, Heinrich Harburg says he's having a lot of fun. And I quote, "If you deliver the blow, it won't hurt." End quote. Using that mindset for a lot of things. Last year, he started to explore the thought of switching positions. And I talked about, you know, he was the protector. All right, personal protector. There it is. On punt team. Obviously played quarterback. Obviously did a few other positions as well. I mean, we've got a running back room that the coaches seem to like, but I don't think he'd be a terrible running back at all. I think that'd be interesting to see. Obviously, he's going to do some tight end. But he went over to Tony White. He did some reps in practice at times, at least post-practice, a linebacker trying to explore that. The man just wants to play football. All right. Feels kind of like a freshman again, learning a new position, but his experience gives him, and I quote, "shortcuts," end quote, just understanding the offense and the quarterbacks. I will say this. If you know the offense from a quarterback perspective, you may not always understand every single thing about the blocking scheme up front in the run game, but when it comes to pass protection and routes and what needs to happen, he's going to have a better understanding when it comes to learning a specific position than just about anybody else. It's going to give him an advantage. It's a huge advantage. He has to be able to push the limits with what his body can do and can't do in his new position. And I quote, "I think Satterfield and I can kind of relate to each other," end quote. Shares they have similar experiences in terms of things not going the way they wanted, but it's the love for the people and the place that keep you here. Shares that him and Satterfield got really close during the 2023 season, and I quote, "That year was like a war, every week trying to find a way to win. I respect Satterfield so much, that's a guy I would go to battle for any day of the week," end quote. So we talked earlier, if you're a player going through stuff, you can look right over there at Satterfield and be like, hey, that guy's been through a lot. And yet here he is, day in and day out. Harburg's sitting here talking about, he can relate to him. Plus, you remember that 2023 season, man, they were just trying to find a way to do anything offensively. And obviously, Harburg started a lot of games. Satterfield was the OC. So that's obviously going to join them at the hip just a little bit. And now Satterfield is his position coach as a tight end as well. All right, he goes on to say, "This is a special place, and I want to contribute any way I can." He has leaned on Luke Lindenmeyer to learn a lot, all right, especially in his new role as a tight end. He can go to Luke for anything. Mentions he hasn't thrown a ball since the week of the Iowa game.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
He talks about how Dana Holgorsen believes in him, which I guarantee is a huge reason that he's back again, playing for the Huskers again this season. Did you find it interesting that he specifically mentioned he hasn't thrown a ball since the Iowa game? Like, people, I'm not a quarterback anymore. Like, what do you read into that at all? We got to have him back there for the Wildcat once in a while. Trick plays as an option. Like, Harburg, don't like, throw it every once in a while, man. Like, just keep that arm ready in case we need you. I'm not even talking as a starter or a backup, but just in certain situations where we can have a little bit of fun with you as a chess piece, my friend. What do you think when you hear that from him, though?
But yeah, that is a bit surprising because, like you said, I mean, they did a lot of trick plays that was either, kind of a gimmick to try to get the defense to think he might throw the ball or actually going through and throwing the ball. So, and I think you got to give him credit too. Last year, I thought he made strides as a quarterback. So it is a bit surprising to see that is the case. And altogether, it's interesting because obviously they're moving him. They're trying to get him into this tight end position. Can follow Taysom Hill or Logan Thomas, those type of guys in that transition and get him to the next level. So I understand why he's focusing in on that, but just fascinating. Like if Riley did go down, I know Nebraska has other plans and other quarterbacks in place. We do have a 5-game winner in the Big Ten there sitting in the tight end room. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. You just opened up a potential can of worms. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to know your thoughts on this. What's the number for the text line, Jake?
402-464-5685.
God forbid Raiola goes down. We've got three other quarterbacks. Well, we got more, but the three most talked about guys from TJ Latif, Marcos DeVia, and Jalen Gramstad, who everyone lovingly now calls Granddad. And I'm seeing a lot of posts. They don't even use his name anymore. He seems to be okay with it, so it's all right. But Raiola goes down. In your mind, is Harburg an option as someone who could step in and play a lot of quarterback? I'm going to be honest with you. It's really not for me. Like, I love the situational stuff. I love the Wildcat. I love the trick plays. I love the fact that he can line up at all these different positions. He's a physical guy. He's got great top-end speed, the best on the team. If you remember, we talked about how he still has the fastest top-end speed of anyone on the team, even at 240. He was 220 last year, even though he's put on 20 pounds. Dawson McCullough, true freshman. Linebacker is number two. I think you've got – it's an interesting thing, and that's why that you propose – if you want to dive more into it, go ahead. But that's why I'm curious what fans think. A 5-game winner, Jake points out. For me, I would be more inclined to say, hey, we've got this package for Harburg. Depending on how our backup quarterback looks, if this were to occur, and we needed someone else to play quarterback behind in place of Raiola, if he gets hurt, God forbid, I would just say we keep that package for Harburg, but somebody else starts. That'd be my reaction. Because I think Harbor can cause all sorts of problems, not as the main quarterback. But I want to know your thoughts. Text into that text line. And do you have any sort of response or rebuttal to kind of my initial reaction to your proposal?
Well, I think the other thing is just kind of think of a different game plan, too. I mean, as much as Nebraska is focused in now on pocket quarterbacks and in the passing attack, sometimes if you just don't have your, like 9 out of 12 games, it might work. Then there's 3 games where that defensive line is just better than your offensive line. And you need something to kind of throw it out there. He's also a different type of quarterback. I mean, if you needed to say, okay, let's get a different offense out there. Let's start rushing, bringing a rush threat from that quarterback position. He would be the top on the team to do that again, as enough experience. So I don't know. I think it could be intriguing. I don't think it gets there. I mean, I'm talking about very, very certain circumstance that would have to play out to get into that. But I if it did get there, it would definitely cross my mind if I'm Coach Rule on the sideline.
Remember Rex Burkhead running the Wildcat years ago?
Yes.
Remind me, did we have an injury at quarter? What prompted it? Because they started to do that a lot, especially in certain games. I couldn't remember why. What prompted that? Do you remember?
I think it was just ineffectiveness of offense, because I think Taylor Martinez was, they did that at a time with Zach Lee. Right,
and that, is that what it was? Is that offense, what it was? Okay.
Yeah. So I think that was more often than not why they would, why they went to it.
Because I remember, man, he was pretty good at that. And obviously, he's not really going to throw the football. So talk about the defense being like, hey, we're going to play them one-dimensionally. I mean, I'd be putting like nine guys in the box, and we're one-on-one in the edge no matter what. And it still worked pretty good. See, that's the type of stuff I could see doing with Harburg. You know, if even with Raiola quarterback, just situationally, goal line, short yardage, third downs, whatever the case may be, just randomly out of nowhere, run three quick plays with a no huddle. You got the read option where he gives it, he keeps it, a little play action pass, boom, now you're out of it. You catch the defense on their heels. And I've mentioned this before. I know defensive coordinators, they freak out about stuff like that. Defensive coordinators don't freak out over 24 zone or 25 zone. They freak out over guys who can make plays with their legs at the quarterback position. They freak out over one, two, three off type plays because those are the plays that all of a sudden become big plays. And they will spend so much time in practice on those plays freaking out about the potential of Harburg running for an 80-yard touchdown that it takes away from them getting ready for the rest of your offense. And offensively, it doesn't have to be a huge part of your offense. If you're really good at it really fast and you can sneak it in and out here and there, I'm just saying, I kind of like the idea of it. Do we have anything from the text line from the entirety of the show or in response to our little topic of conversation here?
Yeah, Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says, I want Harburg to stay at tight end. If Raiola goes down, I want to see what Granddad can do at the power four level. And Husker okay. Beast says, use Hunter Harburg like Warren of Penn State last year.
All right, I don't hate it like Warren. I like the Taysom Hill thing because I look at Taysom Hill and I'm like, yes, I think Harburg's actually a little bit bigger, probably a little bit more physical. Top end speed, probably similar. Taysom's probably a little bit quicker. But I'm like, yes, I love the Taysom Hill comparison. I think that would be phenomenal. All right. This was proposed. What are your thoughts on this, Jake? And I've talked about him, not at great length, but I keep bringing him up. And anytime we talk about the linebackers, a player we're not talking about enough, as this was proposed to me, is Willis McGahee, the fourth. He committed to Nebraska in large part to play the jack position, and by the halfway part of last season, he had already passed up Eamon Yellen and had two forced fumbles, one sack, one TFL, and 13 tackles for loss. He and McCullough at jack, potentially, could be a fire rotation. What are your thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's, you know, he was a freshman last year, so like you said, maybe he kind of had to fight his way into the rotation, so unless you were paying close attention, you might not have noticed him out there on the field. But, I mean, his play made you notice him a little bit at least. Obviously, the name helps out too. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's a guy that it's funny you bring up Eamon Yellen because I strong comparison there, right? Where last year I thought Eamon Yellen was going to take off. I thought he had a chance to be one of the leaders in Nebraska's sack unit, and he ultimately got passed up. So you just don't want to see the guy that passed him up, you would think. The same thing wouldn't happen, but that's where I'm a little bit hesitant to get too excited about some of the younger guys that I was excited about last year, because a few of those guys ended up not living up to or at least not taking that next jump freshman to sophomore year like we usually like to see. And then, you know, some of them aren't on the team anymore.
Fair point. We'll see what happens. All right. And this was sent to me again. It's kind of a regurgitation of what we said earlier, but I do think it's caught a few people's attention. Not that it's a big deal. Like just a little Costa pause, like we said earlier, linebackers coach Rob Dvorak says linebackers pass defense development is, and I quote, a work in progress, end quote, decline to single out any one guy who's ahead of the others. So I think it's catching maybe a few people's attention there, mostly because of what it was last year. So hopefully we can see some improvement. I do know linebacker wise, we're going to be insanely athletic, and Marquez Watson-Trent is going to be a tackling machine in the middle of the defense. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.